The law firm Cravath, Swain & Moore announced this week that first-year lawyers will see a pay raise this summer for the first time in nearly a decade. Salaries are increasing from $160,000 to $180,000 each year for the first-year law firm associates. They will increase for other associates as well in what's seen as a bellwether for the legal industry. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. And I think for a lot of people, when they hear those salaries, it's like another world. But I guess this does matter. This is kind of a bellwether, not just for the legal industry, but for other industries as well. What's going on here? Why are they increasing the salaries now?
Yeah, that's right. It does sound like a lot of money, but this is all about retention. You know, these firms want to be able to attract and retain the top law graduates coming out, and they felt they had to increase salaries to remain competitive. And as you mentioned, it's a lot of money, but it has been 10 years since there was any kind of substantive pay increase. That's a long time. And for the best talent, you know, they have options out there. They don't have to go to these law firms. They can go into finance. They can go to in-house counsel at companies themselves. They can even go to a startup. So a lot of them sitting there thinking 80 hours a week, is it worth it for that salary? So you're seeing wage pressure.
And there were people who graduated law school and started working at these big law firms back right around the financial crisis.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of lawyers were laid off that year and had to go out and find other professions. Remind us of what happened then during the financial crisis to these firms, because that kind of sets the stage for where we are now.
That's right. And it, you know, that was a job for life. And we were shocked to start to see some of these law firms, in fact, fold and have all these job cuts. And it was the Great Recession, right? It caused all companies, including some of the clients of these law firms. You think banks, but it's other companies as well. They were all looking to cut costs. And many of them started to really push back on these huge legal expenses, especially when they started looking at getting charged big hourly fees for work being done by junior lawyers, some of them who just got out of law school. They said, no. We're not going to pay that much. So banks have been cutting costs everywhere. And the other pressure point, I think, really is at the same time you had this competition, as you see in many industries, coming from online providers. Mm. Now, this is more prevalent in the consumer space with companies like LegalZoom and Rocket Lawyer doing wills and simple contracts. I know a lot of people have probably used it themselves. And so some are predicting that also going to move up the food chain to some of those lucrative corporate clients. So you had, I think, both forces, cost cutting coming during the Great Recession, as well as the rise of technology, causing a lot of disruptions and pressures in the law industry.
And another pressure on these first-year lawyers is that they've got a lot of money to pay back because they end up out of law school with more than $100,000 in debt in many cases.
Yeah, that's right. And that is a really, really big problem. And again, I think it's causing a lot of them to graduate if they think they want to do law. And they're looking at, you know, how quickly am I going to be able to pay that back? You know, and can I go somewhere else where I'm going to be able to make more of a dent in that? I mean, listen, with that kind of legal debt or student debt, if you're at a top firm, you're probably going to be able to handle it. But what about the kids who don't get into those top firms? The salaries are a lot lower when you're talking about being an independent or a single practitioner. And that is going to be a problem. Some people feel like it's unsustainable, and you're going to see a lot of changes in the law industry. Maybe you're going to move away from the single practitioner being out there and charging on an hourly basis. Maybe you're going to go to flat fees. And some people say it's necessary. There were too many lawyers for a while. Maybe you don't need as many. Maybe you're only going to have them at the very top. Take out that middle area.
Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thanks so much.